The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With the all-new Nissan Juke. The coupe crossover by Nissan. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
Well, there's a confluence of two stories out today. One is the EPA have published a report in relation to sewage treatment, the equivalent of 77,000 people, 36 towns and villages throughout Ireland are releasing raw sewage into the waterways, according to a new EPA report. Half of that sewage comes from just three areas: Arklow Town, East Coast, of course, Cove down below with the Cork coastline, and Kilmore Quay in Wexford. We're joined in studio, and presently we will be joined to discuss the other controversy, which is this massive proposed 500 million waste water treatment plant for the catchment area of Dublin Meath and Kildare in North Dublin, which we featured previously, which is being strongly opposed. It's been given the go-ahead by Irish Water. So let's deal with the raw sewage first. Karen Dubsky, Coastwatch Europe International Coordinator, and I should say Green Party candidate in the Wexford by-election at the end of the month. What's your reaction to this EPA report?
Well, there's absolutely nothing new in that report. It just confirms yet again that we have raw sewage going into the sea and that the process of getting sewage, adequate sewage treatment in place is simply too slow.
And what are the damages done to the coastline? Like, you hear kind of bathing warnings and so on. But to the marine life, what impact does raw sewage have?
Well, can I just broaden it out from bathing beaches first? There is a booming recreational possibilities around Ireland. 7,500 kilometres of coast, some bathing beaches, but a much, much bigger area for recreational waters, for surfers, for paddle waders and so on, who fall into the water regularly. And so we have to think of them as well. Those cases of people getting tummy bugs and so on are not reported. They're not in the bathing waters very often. So we have to take that wider view. Regarding nature, directly downstream from raw sewage outfalls, you generally have more opportunistic species, like the red mullet, which loves sewage. You also have, like mussels can thrive in poorly, in polluted waters. And then that is a risk for humans who might want to take.
And for you,
those.
What are the worst effects? But you do Coastwatch, and tell us what it does, because Merion and Standymount Strand and Portrane and Clifton have been mentioned in the past.
That's right, and they are the big ones which are picked up in the EPA report. We also have quite a number of smaller ones which could cause localized pollution, even from malfunctioning septic tanks. The whole system needs more financial support. Septic tanks, for example, were supposed to be inspected. I know a lot of people who have contacted me and said, listen, I have a septic tank. I know it's inadequate. I would like to upgrade it, but I don't have the money and I can't get the grant unless I've been inspected. And you go around in circles because there are not enough people inspecting and probably not enough in the grant pot.
OK, and is the long-term solution main drainage schemes?
No, not necessarily. I mean, Ireland has a very dispersed population, and I think it would be much, much better that in some areas, particularly where you have a lot of summer visitors, you looked at the Swedish and Czech model and you would have dry toilets in the areas which are really far off the beaten track and where it's not good soil for or the conditions aren't good for septic tanks. So you need a mix of treatment plants and septic tanks which are well maintained and dry toilets. But the main thing is we really need to get speed on, because otherwise we could find ourselves with daily fines like we have for Derry Brine for the wind farm, where simply there wasn't enough effort put in time.
OK, we're joined on the line by the Fianna Fáil spokesperson on housing, planning, local government and the environment, TD for Dublin Fingal, Dara O'Brien. Dara, you are not welcoming this €500 million investment in this new facility in North Dublin.
Well, it's actually more than €500 million. That's part of the problem, Ivan. We actually don't know how much it's going to cost. We've had reports of it costing up to €1.9 billion. And I know you know what this government's record are, and delivery of large capital projects leaves a lot to be desired. So we don't know that cost too, by the way. Of course, we want better wastewater treatment. We've 15 treatment plants in Dublin Fingal already. We've a new plant in Donabay Port Ran, which is hooked up to Rush and Lusk. All of these plants are there, and that's what we welcome. You know, we've no issue with that. The issue with this proposal was it's one massive big plant to serve the whole Greater Dublin area, with an orbital sewer that will run around the M50, with biosolids facilities located out in Finglas, other facilities in Blanchardstown. It's a massive project, and my belief and the group's belief has always been that you're better to treat the waste in smaller, localised plants, whereby if there is an issue, and that's what your previous guest has talked about, other issues with wastewater being released untreated out into the sea. Some of that has happened with some of the smaller plants. We've had those issues in Fingal already. What happens with a large plant? We've seen what's happened with Ringsend. Now, there are aspects of the decision today, I would say, as well. One in particular that is that I do welcome. We push very hard to make sure that the best level of treatment, UV treatment, was put in as a condition. That wasn't originally proposed by this government or indeed by the predecessors to Irish Water. So that has been one victory. And the other sort of small victory has been the original proposal for this plant was a plant to serve 1 million people, a 1 million person equivalent. That's been reduced now to 500,000. So there are some positive aspects to it. But in the main, I believe that this type of proposal, this type of plant, it's a flawed approach and it's not best practice anywhere else.
You see, it's well known that over 30,000 people have objected to this plant, and I'll just read out a text from Enda in Tipperary. This country is a joke. The people of Dublin, Kildare and Meath want clean water and they want to use their toilets all day, but they don't want the plant in their backyard and don't want to pay for it. Cop on and let's get on with the building of this. This is just classic NIMBYism.
No, it's actually not. And I've been on your show before about this. I've raised this issue over the last 6, 7, 8 years. One, we don't have a cost. There's never been a cost-benefit analysis done on this project. That was promised, by the way, by Brendan Howland when he was Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform. It's never been done, okay? We went through 9 days of oral hearing with Ambar Planola. I think we put forward a very good case. It's not a NIMBY situation. As I said, we've 15 large sewage plants in our area already. We've big developments with Dublin Airport that are happening.
No, but we covered this. This is going to be roofed in. There's going to be no smell. I mean, this is just fear-mongering and vote-gathering.
It's not. It's not, okay, because I've been dealing with this for 6, 7 years, as I said already. Secondly, this plant will be 4 times the size of Croke Park. So I think for any one of your listeners will understand that is a very, very big development in one particular area when we actually don't even know, and I can't get an answer out of Minister Murphy, as to how much this is even going to cost. So I think I should be asking those questions. I should be looking for the best solutions to treat our wastewater as someone who cares about the environment and cares about the area that I live in. But I would say again to you, Ivan, is this is not a question of just objecting to something. We have 15 different treatment plants in the Fingal area already. We've expanded the Swords plant, we've expanded the Malahide plant, we've a new plant in Donabay Port Ran. And the other thing with this proposal is, which I cannot believe that Ambar Planola seemed to ignore, was the outflow pipe goes through a special area of conservation designated by the European Union, which is the Portmarnock Baldoyle estuary, with the outflow pipe going over designated shellfish beds off the Irish Sea. So there are flaws in this, and I think it would be remiss of me being a TD for the area if I did not highlight these issues.
All
that
right.
Are there.
And one other question, but Karen, what's the Green Party's approach to this? Are you in favour of it or against it?
I find this so incredibly frustrating. I could nearly eat this news talk red thing in front of me. It's how things are approached. In Ballymoney, for example, in County Wexford, we have a small treatment plant. There wasn't a single objection against it because it was done with proper consultation from the start. The one in that orbital route did not have adequate consultation in the beginning, and I would agree that it's a high risk to have a very large plant, which everything depends on, particularly because you'll also have some industrial discharges into. If anything goes wrong, if oil goes into that, you have a huge load unloading into a very special biosphere reserve.
All right, we'll return to this topic because obviously it will run and roll. The Bord Pleanála decision could be subject to judicial review. While we have you, Dara O'Brien, your colleague, your constituency colleague, Fianna Fáil colleague, has had a number of tweets published. And specifically, I wanted to quote to them. I think some pieces are cute, but others look like something from a traveller wedding in July 11. Just doing up inventory of items in my car when it was stolen by some knacker. I think I'm going to cry. And I was on Dublin bus and inter alia. A black Brazilian dwarf with ginger hair sat beside me. Is this the type of person we should be electing to Dáil Éireann? Lorraine, well, this is Lorraine Clifford Lee, of course, your colleague.
Yeah, look, Ivan, what I've said is that language is wrong. It was wrong. It's not language I would use. It's inappropriate, and it's just purely wrong.
Inappropriate to be deselected.
I'm trying to answer your question. Lorraine has apologised, and she's apologised for the statements. She's apologised for the tweets and the language that she used, and she said that, you know, this is something that happened 7-8 years ago. Now, it's very unfortunate. It's unfortunate use of language. It's not language that I would use myself. But every person is responsible for what they say. But to be fair to her, she has given a fulsome apology. And I think
it as a yellow rather than a red card offence.
Well, you see, I'm not the party leader. And I think Lorraine, in fairness, has met this head on. She's apologised publicly for it. She said she regrets those remarks, and at which she does. She has to answer for herself on these, and that's what she's doing. And it's not for me to say. All I would say, I know that she's a hardworking public representative in my own area. She's our by-election candidate. She's working hard to try and get elected on the 29th of November. Those comments, absolutely, they're regrettable. They're not, as I said, they're not comments that I would stand over. And nor does she, to be fair. She has apologised for them, and she's apologised very publicly for that.
We're out of time. My thanks to Dara O'Brien of Fianna Fáil, campaigning there in the Dublin Fingal constituency and outlining his objections to the Bord Pleanála decision. And here in studio, responding to the EPA Coastwatch waterway impact from the latest series of raw sewage discharges, Karen Dubsky, who is also a Green Party candidate for the Wexford constituency, both by elections on the 29th of November.